Hey, joining me now are two famous dads who have Father's Day very much on their minds. Not because they want great gifts, but they wouldn't mind great gifts. Archie Manning, father of Cooper, father of Peyton, father of Eli, and Jack Harbaugh. Father of two men that you know quite well and the whole world watched, even if you're not a big football fan or a Ravens fan or a 49ers fan, Jim and John Harbaugh. Two proud dads, happy, couldn't have been happier and couldn't have got a better assignment than talking about their kids today. Archie and Jack, welcome to Kilmeade and Friends.
Thank you very much,
Brian.
So first off, I can't believe how well you two get along. I mean, do you know each other well?
Well, to be honest with you, this is really a great great event and time for me. This is the first time that I've met the Harbaughs, although we've talked on the phone. I don't know, Livy and I just felt like we needed to call them. It was a couple of years ago when the brothers were going to play that first time on Thanksgiving night. We just gave them a call and had a great visit. And then, of course, talked again last year before that great Super Bowl game. But I felt almost embarrassed. They were in our city. And I live in New Orleans. They were in New Orleans for a couple of days, for almost a week, but we never did connect. There was just so much going on. So this is a real thrill for me to be with Coach Harbaugh and Jackie and Liz right here in town and just get together.
Hey, Jack, I've had the privilege of covering like the last 20 Super Bowls, but I've never seen somebody as happy as you to be in the center of the storm. Archie, you made yourself available when Peyton and Eli are in the big game. I always feel like you're a little tense because you know it's at stake and you know if they lose how they're going to feel. So here, Jack, you have both sons in this game. Archie, you've had both sons in the biggest game. First off, what is it like? Is it beyond a father's pride to see them in America's number one sport at the number one game at the same time? Jack, would you answer first?
Well, you feel such great pride. I mean, you watch them grow up from a very young age. You watch them academically. You watch them athletically. You watch how they deal with people. And then to be on that stage, that grand stage, I don't think there's a greater sporting event in the entire world than the Super Bowl, and then to have both of them there. As Archie mentioned, last year we had a little bit of a blueprint, so to speak, or a little bit of a dry run on Thanksgiving, but we had no idea what this stage would be like. We enjoyed the week. We had a fantastic time. Then came kickoff, and as that ball was tumbling down the field and the flash bulbs were going off, we realized that we were in for something that we weren't ready for or experienced to handle.
Well, we all got that power outage, too, that allowed Jim to get back in the game. Do you think, Jack, that the 49ers get back in without that mysterious, I think it was a 30-minute outage?
Well, one thing about it, when the game got to be 26-6, you know, one thing you didn't want any kind of a blowout. You didn't want any kind of a situation where one team especially would be embarrassed. And I was just so proud of the 49ers and so proud that Jim was on that team that was able to rally and then get on the goal line 6 yards away from the winning touchdown. So pleased with the 49ers and the way they came back. And, of course, proud of John. He's been laboring in this business for about 27 years. And for him to finally, you know, be recognized for the great human being, great father, husband he is, and now a football coach.
Yeah, and I had a chance, Archie, to see Peyton and Eli in the locker room after Eli stunned the New England Patriots. And in comes Peyton, and he goes to Eli. We happen to be stuck in the cubbyhole of the locker next to, and we got the head-on shot of Eli and Peyton interacting with each other. And I only wish you could have been there, even though the video's been available and you might have seen it, because the pride that they have built. Is that something that you also feel good about, that you and your wife have put together, that they care for each other so much?
Well, absolutely. All three of our boys, I know Coach Harbaugh and Jackie feel the same way. The main thing, you know, and I know it's the case with the Harbaughs too. This has happened with them playing the Super Bowl, with Peyton and Eli being pro quarterbacks, but it really wasn't a plan. You know, we didn't start out saying we're going to mold these NFL quarterbacks and one day they're going to play in these big, you know, we tried to raise kids. That's what we try to do. It's the American way. And it just, on both sides, these youngsters worked real hard to accomplish what they've done. But It was phenomenal. Let me say this. It was just phenomenal last year. And, of course, we were proud to have the game in New Orleans. But Coach Harbaugh, being a coach himself all these years, for these two guys to work their way not only into head coaching positions in the National Football League, which is, you know, it's not but 32 of those jobs out there, and for two of those guys to be his sons and then ultimately play in a great Super Bowl game, I can just sense how really proud he was.
Jack and Archie, we want them to,
they got to get along. I tell my kids this, you know, now they're 39, 37, 32 years old. I say, if you ever want to disappoint me, if y'all don't get along. And there's a lot of things out there that can pull against them, you know, I mean, can kind of divide them and everything, but don't ever let it happen. So there was no one, you know, more proud of Eli when they won that Super Bowl than Peyton that day.
I got news for you. Jack and Archie, if you're shopping for Father's Day for these guys, don't get them a tie. I've never seen them in ties, number one. Number two, you know what you're recommending, and I think you're the perfect one to endorse this. Go out and get DirecTV, because you can't be everywhere at once, especially in football season. Jack, you want to talk about that?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's been longer subscribers into DirecTV and the NFL Sunday Ticket than Archie Manning and Jack Harbaugh.
Really?
We have to go back 15 and 20 years. Jim was, I think, playing with the Chicago Bears and moving on to Indianapolis at the time. But the only way we could see Jim play was to have the DirecTV and the NFL Sunday Ticket. So, and then when John got into the NFL with the Philadelphia Eagles, the same thing. So there's no greater advocate for DirecTV than Jack Harbaugh, I promise you, and Archie Manning, I might say.
Right. So people go ahead, Archie.
It really is. It is a great Father's Day gift. Here we are with Father's Day coming up. It's something somebody could do really, really special. You know, the prices are low, or it's actually new for a new subscriber to DirecTV, every game on HD. We've talked earlier that, of course, all the, you know, the fantasy guys, they love this. I mean, it's nothing better than DirecTV. Coach Harbaugh and I were talking. When I'm not watching my kids play, I like that Red Zone channel where you see all the teams, you know, as they get in the Red Zone. That's good stuff. But I guess the newest and best thing is also now where you can watch a DirecTV game on your phone or your tablet or your computer. Coach Harbaugh tells a story about going to his grandson's game and watching the Ravens play on his phone. You know, I've left, been up here for a Giants game, hurrying to get over to Eli's apartment to watch a Bronco game, and I watched the first quarter of the Bronco game in traffic on my phone. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah, that is great and gives an opportunity for football parents to have a chance to expose everyone. There was a time when in New York you watched the Giants and Jets, and then you watched real football, which would be the Steelers and Raiders play at 4 o'clock, because my whole youth, I never saw the Giants or Jets successful until 1981. I didn't even think the Giants were allowed to go to the playoffs. I thought there was some rule. And you know what that's like, because you were on the Saints during that time, Archie.
Yeah, well, we never even smelled or even got close to the playoffs.
But you and Tarkington put on a great show every week. You made people root for you, and it wasn't about the wins or losses.
Well, you know, I was one of these kids that wanted to do it, so I'm glad I got to have the experience. But I think one thing, and I'm sure Coach Harbaugh feels the same way, that his sons are both coaching in great organizations. I really feel blessed that my two sons have played in great organizations. Eli here with, I think, one of the best organizations in football in the Giants, and Peyton, what they accomplished in Indianapolis, but also what they're doing in Denver now.
Yeah, and I think there's a great chance Jack and Archie are going to be doing interviews together as one of your sons is in the Super Bowl, either coaching or playing against each other. It's going to be fantastic. Jack Harbaugh, Archie Manning, let me be the millionth person to say congratulations on raising great kids and happy Father's Day.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for having us on.
All right.
Thank you.
Great seeing these guys.